The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, Chapter Number 8, Text Number 7. Given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari. Recorded on January 13th, 2007, in Suva, Fiji.
We were reading last night about being submerged in Krishna consciousness. So now this class is an opportunity to be submerged, to dive deeply into the nectarian ocean. Krishna consciousness, the ultimate perfection of existence. So today we are reading from 2nd Canto, chapter number 8, text number 7. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Yad adhatu mato brahman. Deha vrambos yadhatu bi. Yadvitschaya hetu nava bhavanto janateyata. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. O learned Brahmana, the transcendental spirit soul is different from the material body. Does he acquire the body accidentally or by some cause? Will you kindly explain this? For it is known to you. Purport. Maharaj Parikshit, being a typical devotee, is not only satisfied by confirming the importance of hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam from the representative of Brahmaji by disciplic succession, but he is still more anxious to establish the philosophical basis of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is the science of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And as such, all questions that may arise in the mind of a serious student must be cleared by the statements of the authority. A person on the path of devotional service may inquire from his spiritual master all about the spiritual position of God and the living beings. From the Bhagavad Gita as well as from the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is known that qualitatively the Lord and the living beings are one. The living being in the conditioned state of material existence is subjected to many transmigrations by continuous changing of the material body. But what are the causes of the material embodiment of the part and parcel of the Lord? Maharaj Parikshit inquires about this very important matter for the benefit of all classes of candidates on the path of self-realization and devotional service to the Lord. Indirectly, it is confirmed that the Supreme Being, the Lord, makes no such material changes of body. He is spiritually whole, with no difference between his body and his soul, unlike the conditioned soul. The liberated living beings who associate with the Lord in person are also exactly like the Lord. Only the conditioned souls awaiting liberation are subjected to change of bodies. How was this process first begun? In the process of devotional service, the first step is to take shelter of the spiritual master and then inquire from the spiritual master all about the process. This inquiry is essential for immunity to all kinds of offenses on the path of devotional service. Even if one is fixed in devotional service like Maharaj Parikshit, he must still inquire from the realized spiritual master all about this. In other words, the spiritual master must also be well-versed and learned so that he may be able to answer all these inquiries from the devotees. Thus, one who is not well-versed in the authorized scriptures and not able to answer all such relevant inquiries should not pose as a spiritual master for the matter of material gain. It is illegal to become a spiritual master if one is unable to deliver the disciple. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Gunanjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. So, in the ordinary sense, if something is illegal and you do it, what happens? The police show up. They put handcuffs on your hands, they put you in the police car, and they drive you down to the police station and they lock you up, isn't it? So, for want of religious government, all these criminals who are posing as spiritual masters, who are not qualified to deliver their disciples, are going on. Because the government leaders themselves are criminals. Therefore, all havoc is going on in the society. Therefore, there is a need to reestablish Vedic culture on this planet, which is based on Vedic wisdom, which is based on learned brahmanas who give instruction to the kshatriyas, who manage the society in such a way that everyone is peaceful, prosperous, and happy. If there is good government, then everything becomes adjusted. Even nature adjusts. The weather becomes very nice. The rain falls just the right amount, etc., etc. So, there is a great need now to reestablish this Bhagavad Dharma, this culture of Krishna consciousness all over the world. So somehow, Krishna has selected us to be the pioneers for doing that. Out of the world population, how many members are there in the Krishna consciousness movement? Very insignificant number we are. Somehow we have been handpicked by Lord Chaitanya to be those persons to bring about the transformation of the human society. So the Bhagavatam class is a most important event for us to receive the training from Shukadeva Goswami, from Srila Prabhupada, from the speakers of the Bhagavatam. This is the most important opportunity for us to get this opportunity to go deeply into the culture of Bhagavatam, so that we gradually can become living embodiments of the Bhagavatam. That every thought is Bhagavatam, every word that comes out of our mouth is Bhagavatam, and every action we do is as good as what's there in the pages of the Bhagavatam. You see? It is stated there are two Bhagavatam, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. You should regularly hear the Bhagavatam every day, and you should serve the person whose life is the Bhagavatam. That is Guru. But what did Lord Chaitanya say? He said, all of you become gurus. You see? So we are all meant to become living embodiments of the Bhagavatam. So there's no way you can do that except by regularly hearing the Bhagavatam. with rapt attention, with focus, with desire to realize and understand the innermost meanings of the Bhagavata. You see? If one is very, very keen to develop a very deep, deep, deep understanding of Bhagavatam, and to manifest Bhagavatam at every minute in thoughts, words, and deeds, then such a sincere devotee, he will gradually become non-different from the Srimad Bhagavatam. And anyone who comes in contact with that devotee, they will become blessed by that contact. They will be uplifted. And they will also be brought into the culture of Bhagavatam. This was the potency of Srila Prabhupada. He was a living embodiment of the Bhagavatam. So anyone who came in contact with him, there's nothing more sweet than Bhagavatam. You see? So just by coming in contact with that person, you see, that swan-like devotee of the Lord, His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, then the young boys and girls are willing to give up anything just to follow that pathway that Prabhupada was chalking out. It was so wonderful to see this great personality whose life was Srimad Bhagavatam and to then follow him. Why is that? Why is it like that? Because actually that's our real nature. In this material existence, we are suffering from a sort of amnesia. You see, we've forgotten that we're actually the eternal servants of Krishna. We're thinking, I am Mr. Such and Such, I am Mrs. Such and Such, and this is what I do. You see, I'm a member of this family. I'm a member of this nation. This is amnesia. We're forgetting who we actually are. You see, just like some young child, he may go out of the house in his hometown, but then he hits his head, he falls down, he has an accident, he forgets who he is, and he wanders around for many days in the city, not knowing who he is and just somehow trying to survive. You see? Somehow, if someone can recognize him, oh, John, John Smith, there you are. Your father's been wondering, where are you? I can take you back to your father. You see? He's suffering from amnesia. He had an injury on his head. He forgot who he was. He forgot who his father was. He forgot where his house was. He's just somehow trying to survive. So that is our position. We've forgotten who we are. Actually, we wanted to forget. Krishna gave us forgetfulness because we became envious of Krishna's position as supreme. We thought, why? I should worship Krishna as supreme. Let me be the supreme. Krishna thought, well, all right, let me convince him not to think like that. I'll let him try for a while being the supreme in Suva, you see. And let him see what it's like to try to take that position artificially. So Krishna gives us the opportunity to try being the supreme until we realize it's useless. How you can be what you're not. Why not just be what you are? You see, that is natural and that's easy. There was one time a country western song in the U.S. says, all I have to do is act naturally. They're going to put me in the movies and they make a big star out of me. All I have to do is act naturally. And see, that's all we have to really do is act naturally. Jivera Sarupa Hoy Krishnara Nityada. Our natural nature is to be a devotee. But all of this non-devotional programming has been imposed upon us in this material world. It's artificial. It's not who we really are. You're not a male. You're not a female. You see? You're not a Fijian. You're not an Indian. You're not an American. You're not a Latvian. You've been programmed to think you are these things. And to try to act in that capacity of the illusory conception of the self, to try to be happy in that position. You may have a temporary sense of happiness for some time, but I guarantee you it's only temporary. Sooner or later you will feel completely bewildered in that position. That's why the spiritual master is required, as described to you. The importance of taking shelter of the spiritual master. What does the spiritual master do? He removes that conditioning. He brings you back to your original enlightened consciousness. He ignites the fire of bhakti, which is still burning in the heart, but it's just, it's a little coal just glowing down there within the heart. Just barely hanging on after millions of lifetimes of illusion. That little coal of bhakti is still there. Just barely hanging in there. So the spiritual master comes and he fans that spark, that coal of bhakti into a blazing fire that burns away the lust, that burns away the greed, that burns away the anger and the pride and the fault-finding and the laziness and all those things which are tormenting our souls. You see, Guru burns that away with that brilliant torchlight. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Gunanjana Shalakaya Shakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. I was standing in the darkness of ignorance with my eyes tightly closed shut. But the spiritual master has come with the shining torchlight of knowledge, and he is forcing my eyes open. I offer my respectful obeisances at his lotus feet. How dependent we are on our Guru. He is saving us. See? Adau Gaurashvayam, first principle, take shelter of Guru. Acharyo Pasanam, stated by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. Mundaka Upanishad. Tadvagyanaratam sagarum sagarum eva bhigachet samit panihi shrotiam brahmanishtam. Srimad Bhagavatam also confirms tadvagyanar, what is that? That alta uttama shreya uttamam. If you want that ultimate benefit, then you must take shelter of Guru. So here Prabhupada is emphasizing the importance of Guru. Nowadays people are so polluted, they think, who needs a Guru? I will just be my own Guru. It's a very common idea. I don't need a Guru. I will just... Even sometimes people come to Krishna consciousness. They think, yes, this is very good, but I don't need a Guru. I'll just do it on my own. You see? I will just accept Krishna and chant his name. And I don't need a guru. But that doesn't work. When I was a young man staying in the ashram to study what these Hare Krishna people were all about, they let me move in. I didn't move in to become a devotee. I just moved in to see what I could learn about what they were doing. I told them, I just want to stay here for a while and see what I can learn. And I was authorized by Vishnu Janaswami to do that. He said, that's good. You have a good attitude. You want to learn, very good. So they were pressuring. Well, they said you should surrender and become a disciple of Prabhupada. They were putting the pressure. Kept telling me, you should surrender and become Prabhupada's disciple. And I'd say, no, I'll just be a devotee of Krishna. Because I knew if you surrender to the spiritual master, that means no independence. You can't do what you want anymore. You have to do whatever your spiritual master wants you to do. I was thinking, no way. I was thinking, well, George Harrison, I was a songwriter at the time. Guitar player, songwriter, singer. I was thinking, well, George Harrison's writing so many nice songs about Krishna. I also started writing songs about Krishna. I will do just like George Harrison. I'll write my songs. I'll go around and sing my songs about Krishna. And that way I'll be a devotee. The devotees had a different idea. They had a vision of me as a shaved up brahmachari, in saffron robes. They had a different vision. And they said, they defeated me, actually. They said, you say you want to be a devotee of Krishna, but look here in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, tadvidi pranipatena paripashnena sevya upadekshanti te jnanam ganinas tatvadarshinaha. You must take shelter of Guru. So I was defeated. And then gradually I realized and I accepted it. So if we actually want to be Krishna conscious, we must obey Krishna, and Krishna says we have to take shelter of Guru. So if you're one of those that's floating around thinking you'll be a devotee and you don't want to take a guru, then you're a hypocrite. You're a cheater. I'll tell you straight on your face. If there's anybody here that's doing that, you're a hypocrite and a cheater, because Krishna doesn't accept such an upstart in his devotional service. He wants those who come through the medium of his devotees. I correspond with many people in my e-course, and they say, I want to go directly to God. I don't want to go through any messenger, any intermediary. So I tell them this. Yes, I have directly heard from God, and he said, you must hear from my messenger. In fact, I have directly heard, right? In the Bhagavad Gita, he's directly saying to me, tadvidi pranipatena. So we have directly heard from God. And he has said, I want you to take this from my representative. That's what I am ordering you to do. We have directly approached God in the Bhagavad Gita, and he has ordered us, you must take this from the spiritual master. So we say, okay, Krishna, I surrender. Now, in this way, we take up Krishna consciousness. So we have actually gone to the edge here with no time for questions. I apologize for that. If you had a question, you can ask me after the darshan. I'll be happy to answer it. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.